There we go. Mm-hmm. We are on.
Like Donkey Kong.
Yeah, so I think this one's going to be a podcast and not a cartoon, but we always say that and then we never post a podcast. Thanks. But just in case, welcome to the Plan Tunes podcast for the first time in a while. I am Dominic.
And I'm Anita.
And we are the creators of Plan Tunes, where we record a podcast and almost never post it because we just look for some funny parts and make cartoons out of them.
Because they're just too darn funny.
They are just too darn funny. We had opened up on Twitter some questions because we used to do that, like early on, our first year. We would ask for some questions and people would send us videos. But they didn't send us any videos, but they did send us questions. So we have a whole list of questions from our eight sub fans.
Wonderful!
Yeah, all six of them.
Great.
No.
Let's go.
All right, so we have one.
Fire them up.
All right. Should I just bounce around or should I go through a list as I got them? What do you think?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, we're
good. Let's go.
We're going to go with, we'll use all their Twitter handles just in case they don't want their names out. At DisneyDreamer71, who we met.
Yes. Hey, use their handles just in case they get more followers.
That's right.
Yeah.
What is your favorite park to visit as a family? Is the question.
Oh. Every kid has their favorite, but all together, what makes them happy as a family?
As a family.
As a family is the Magic Kingdom, because everybody has their favorite part of the Magic Kingdom.
I was going to say that, too. I think as they get older or younger, it depends on what's their favorite park. Like, for me, like around 10 to 13, 14, I loved Epcot. And then in high school, I was all about Hollywood Studios. And when I was younger, I was all about the Magic Kingdom because it's the only thing there. That's how old I am. But I think, yeah, everything comes back to the Magic Kingdom. We plan our trips to be a little Magic Kingdom centric. The first day is usually a Magic Kingdom day. The middle day is usually a Magic Kingdom revival. Mm-hmm. And then the final day. Because, you know, if you got to leave, you got to say goodbye to the castle, not a tree.
The kiss goodnight.
Or a hat.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I agree with you. I think the Magic Kingdom is it.
Yeah.
You have anything more about that, or should we go on to the next question?
I think the next question's pretty good.
Okay. Actually, I think... As much as I think the Disney Dreamer was actually responding to the Irish Vixens
yes.
question. That might have been hers. I'm just trying to follow the thread on my Twitter feed. Mm-hmm. But these are all Irish Vixen 21 Ooh. Questions. That's right. How many times have you been to the Disney World and have you ever gone to Disneyland?
Well, let's go with the last one first.
Okay.
Well, we have never been to Disneyland.
We have never been to Disneyland.
As a family.
I have been to Disneyland.
Yes.
That was a trip when I was, I think, in high school.
Really?
My family, my mother, my father, my sister. Mm-hmm. Because we took a California trip from, I forget which, I think we started in Los Angeles and went to San Francisco, or is the other way around. We started in San Francisco and went to Los Angeles. And along the way, we were in Disneyland. So, yes, I've been there. I've been there, done that.
What'd you think?
At the time?
Mm-hmm.
It was weird. It was like everything was in the wrong spot. And I remember it being...
This is all wrong.
I remember being smaller, but not as small as the walkthrough we saw.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like you go online and you can see like these really cool like hour just walkthroughs of the park. And you seeing that made you not want to even bother with it. You're like, look at this thing. You're like, it's dinky. It's silly. I don't remember it being that ridiculously small. However, I was talking to my friend Than Arnold, and one of these days I'm going to post a Than Tunes because we recorded in Europe with him, and he was there, and he just like went all like Tupac Biggie on it. He's like, no,
really?
East Side. He's like,
no
yeah, didn't, hated.
Wow.
Like,
he's pretty
chill.
Yeah.
He's pretty chill. He's and he felt
chill.
Like, why am I even here when I got so much of a better park?
Wow.
On the East Coast. So he wasn't thrilled. He was pretty
bummed out.
He was bummed out.
Oh, wow. That says something right there.
Yeah. And always like the expense and the time to get there.
Right.
doesn't really make any sense, because you're paying as much, if not more, just to get there.
Right. Then the whole vacation on the other side.
And you're like, and when you get there, you're at a smaller, dare I say, not, I won't say inferior, but just different, in a small, much smaller way.
Yeah, it doesn't have as many parks.
Yeah, would you pay more and take longer to get to someplace smaller is the problem us East Coasters always have.
Right.
So, yeah, so that's kind of why...
You kind of have to involve the rest of the state in your adventure.
And that's exactly what we did.
Yeah.
It wasn't just, let's go to Disneyland, it was, let's go to California.
California. Like, it has to be a literal California adventure, not just to go see.
Yeah, to make it worth your while to trek across country when you got a bigger place closer.
Yeah, if they just, you know, hopefully Disney will be able to soon just buy California. And then we'll be able to go.
Make the whole thing a theme park.
Yeah.
So how many times have we gone to Disney World?
Oh, my.
Now, is that together or just in total? Because I can't imagine.
Well, let's just do you first.
Do me first.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I know. It's about time.
Shut up.
Between, well, the Disneyland trip will count as one, but by the time I was 10, I had been there 11 times, because that was the place my father went to get relicensed as a doctor. He had to go get credits, and they always had them in Orlando, so it was kind of an easy thing. He'll go get his credits while we go to the parks, and he'd meet us there by the afternoon. And so that was a yearly thing. It was always around February, President's Weekend, and that was like a family yearly trip, and we had done it like that, and then on our own off of that. So that was 11 times by the time I was 10. Then there was probably 5 or 6 more before I graduated. There was 2 or 3 in high school. So it's like almost 20 by the time I got out of college, and we have been on 10 for work, so 30, and probably 5 or 6 more on our own. So it's like 36, 37, somewhere around that neighborhood. Almost 40 times, I'd say.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's way more than me.
Yeah. I mean, we've gone together as a family vacation 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
We had our honeymoon, and then 4 more with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then for work, another 10. So yeah. Together, 15 or 16.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a bunch.
16
together. Just with us together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and me personally, close to 40. And you had 1 or 2 on your own?
I had one on my own in high school.
Okay. You never went with your family?
No.
Really?
No. Donna's, my sister, has never, ever been to Disney World.
I thought she was just there.
But she never went to the parks.
Well, that's just dumb.
They only took, she had a little, she did the conference.
Yeah.
They teach you how to do, like, Disney customer service.
Oh, she did the Disney Institute thing?
Yeah, she did.
That's awesome.
She loved it. She thought it was fantastic, but they never took them in the parks.
Mm-hmm.
So she never got to go inside, and they didn't have any extra days. So they went into, Disney Springs.
Yeah.
She got to walk around, and then she had to catch her flight.
So she had nothing but Hobo Day.
Yeah, she had Hobo Day, and she didn't even get to go into any of the resorts, other than she stayed at Coronado Springs, and it was under construction, so she's like, what's the big deal?
Oh,
she never saw...
We gotta take her.
I know. Well, we were talking about it, about having her come with us. Because she's the only person I would ever take with us on a vacation.
We should take like an impromptu Christmas trip again,
right,
and put her in the car.
And be like, we're going, let's go.
Or take her car because it seats more people.
Right. And then you guys can switch off driving because you trust her.
Yeah. Yeah, she doesn't come home with the car beat up and I don't know what happened. What is your favorite resort?
Depends on what for.
Okay.
And how many children we have with us.
Right.
And if we have children with us.
Well, that's another question that comes up later.
Oh, yes. And who had that one?
This is still the Irish Vixen 21.
Okay.
Who writes books.
Yes.
Yeah.
You should check those out.
Yes. They're excellent.
Allowed.
If you're allowed. If you're over 18.
Yeah. So, okay. My favorite, if you're just traveling with your spouse or other.
Mm-hmm. Your life partner.
Yes. Would be...
Or your momentary partner.
Or your...
Life.
Your fling. Yeah.
Your temporary...
Your at-the-time partner.
Your at the... Yes.
Or not even a partner. It could just be, you know...
All right.
Disney Springs fling.
I think you covered your bases.
Okay. Is the Grand Floridian.
Okay.
And you get one of the rooms that has the, you know, the balcony that opens up with the... Oh, that's with the beautiful view. We had ours, and you could walk out and you could see France. Or was that? That might have been at the boardwalk.
Yes.
That was at the boardwalk, which was also beautiful, but that's not my favorite. I liked having breakfast out on the...
The balcony?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you like any place with room service.
Yeah. Well, duh.
What was your least favorite Disney resort? It's got to be All-Star Music.
Yes. But that was when it was first built.
That's true. When they didn't have a hairdryer. They didn't have the... Forget room service. They gave you a pizza menu from an outside place.
That was awful.
No coffee.
No coffee.
No shampoo or soap. It came out of a dispenser.
Yeah. Like at a rest stop.
Yeah. It was very motel-y, and you were... It
smelled like dial.
I think the problem was, back to back, it was Grand Floridian... And then the All-Star. And you're like...
What is this?
What happened?
It was like staying in a Motel 6.
It was. Ooh, look, I got mail. Okay. My favorite resorts?
Yeah.
Polynesian.
Oh, well, I haven't stayed there yet. So I can't really put that on my favorite.
When I was a little kid, I know.
It's not fair.
I know. When I was a little kid, I loved the Contemporary. Right. Because there was a train going through it. And I thought that was the coolest thing, a monorail going through the resort. However, I probably wouldn't stay there today. Mm-hmm. I love the boardwalk because there was a lot of stuff around it. Like you walked out and you could walk into Epcot. You walked out, you'd be on, well, you're on the boardwalk. Mm-hmm. You walk out, you could go to Hollywood Studios. I just like the location.
It's a clean boardwalk.
Yep. And I know Yacht and Beach gets better... reviews. A lot of people like that more than Boardwalk, but I didn't stay there, so who knows. And I guess the Grand Floridian, just if I was going to stay at a hotel, but we're kind of park centric, so
right.
You know, the time I'd be spending in the Grand Floridian, I'd be like itching to get out and to do something. So I take the Boardwalk over the Grand Floridian because there's stuff I can do.
Mm-hmm.
That is more park oriented. So those would be my favorites.
The little drop down bed for the kids was cute, that it had the little crocodile behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of like that for the kid. That was cute.
Don't see why I'd stay at an All-Star when I could stay off property for less and get a better room.
Right.
If I want to pay the money, I'd stay on property, but it'd always be deluxe. We did moderate for our honeymoon.
Yes.
We stayed half the time over at the Coronado Springs,
mm-hmm.
Which was fine. I like the Coronado Springs.
I did too, but I wish we would have gone, you know, to the other side of it where the temple was.
It was a little too sprawling.
We never saw it, yeah.
Like, I'm not crazy about the results. The resorts with... four or five bus loops.
Yeah, the convention-y ones.
When it has 19 bus stops.
Yeah, we started like rolling our eyes a little.
And you don't really get that with the deluxe. The places that we were talking about have like a monorail comes in, drops you off.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Or you hop a boat and you go. Or you walk out the door and you can walk right into Epcot.
Three different kinds of transportation to get out on. You could either walk to somewhere, you could catch a bus, you could, there's a boat, there's the monorail.
Yeah, I don't know other places have that, but I don't like waiting at a bus stop and then the bus gets there and it's already full and then it stops two more times at your own resort before going to yet another resort. Yeah, I don't know why I'd stay at a moderate or a value at this point in my life. We got more questions.
Wait, there's one more thing.
What's that?
We are kicked out of most resorts now.
Five's getting a little cumbersome with their age at this point. So I'd say anything's fair game, but it would take two rooms.
Yeah, it takes two rooms, which is very expensive. And it throws us into a suite anyway, so we'd end up off property.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been off for us for a while just because we don't stay at the hotel for very long. As you know, when you open and close a park, and you're getting in at 1 o'clock in the morning, and you're going to be leaving by 6 o'clock, you're heading for breakfast.
Breakfast is included.
You're basically and you're getting a free breakfast off property,
which is a large breakfast,
and it's a buffet, and it's all you care to enjoy.
It's tough. We enjoy the theming.
Yeah, and that's what you miss. You miss the theming everywhere, the total immersion. But, a lot of that time is unconscious. Most of the time is unconscious, so.
Just today I was talking to one of the kids about he was saying that there's nowhere where you can just hear music underwater. And I was like, incorrect.
Why?
Because in the pools at Disney World, you put your head under.
Oh, I thought you were talking about off property.
No.
I thought he was saying that as a plus.
We were talking about theming. And you were saying a total immersion into, the theming. That was one of the things that was a plus for staying on property is, you even get in the pool and there's, you go underwater and there's still Disney.
Have you ever had a couples-only vacation still over from the Irish Vixen 21?
Well...
Yeah, our honeymoon.
Yeah, that was the big one.
The big one was our honeymoon, and so when we're working, we do have our own room, but we have a ton of people there. But we don't have our kids, we have...
everybody else's. Only like 200.
Yeah, so... couples-only was our honeymoon, and we...
It was
10
days.
I thought it was 9 or 8.
It was
10. It was full 10?
Yeah, we were trying to half day and a half day.
Yeah, that's true. We stopped doing that. We stopped buying tickets on our travel days because...
we learned.
Yeah, so wasted ticket time. But we spent half of it at the Coronado Springs, half of it at the Grand Floridian, so we did a resort hop. We did the second half at the Grand Floridian, so the bigger Yabba Dabba Doo would be on the way out, as opposed to like staying at this ridiculously expensive resort and then, downsizing. And here's where the having reality set in. The honeymoon's ending.
And now here's your apartment.
Yeah. So we did that and it was great. It was great. I remember trying to call the travel agent and extending our time
We
tried to do that twice.
Yeah, we were across from the Tigers.
Yeah, over in Animal Kingdom.
They were like, maybe we can get 3 more days.
Yeah, we were that crazy about it. It was fun. So yes, couples only, but not since the kids have been born, unless we're there for work.
We feel so guilty. It's
terrible. How do you do that? How do you come back? Be like, yeah, we had a lot of fun at Disney World, and have your kids look at you and basically flip you off.
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing.
You jerks.
And now they're old enough to actually flip us off.
They might.
Yeah.
What is your favorite time of year to go to Walt Disney World?
Well, because we can't get any extra time added on, we kind of have to go in the summer. However, since we did the getaway in the winter.
Yeah, you can check out Plantoons from about this time last year. And I started a series of cartoons documenting a secret trip that we took without the kids knowing we were going. And it was taking place over Christmas week.
Yeah.
Yes, right before New Year's into New Year's Day. And we had never done winter together. I had done winter once.
And it was just fantastic.
And you loved it.
I did. And... when you work the way we do to have that nice, real, honest-to-goodness break.
Mm-hmm.
And be completely... It's like going to a different planet.
It is. Every.
You don't even have time to think about anything else.
Yeah.
You walk in and you're just hit with everything everywhere.
You cried at the decorations.
I did. I've never seen anything like that. Anywhere you looked, it was different.
Yeah, everything was different.
And we'd been there, what, 16 times? I had been there 16 times. I'd never seen it.
Yeah. It was kind of cool watching a theme park be themed. And I think that was the cool thing about it. Because you go, and it's always themed to Disney stuff when we're there in the spring or in the summer.
And we see it all the time. And it changes. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, gosh, we got lost in Disney Springs.
Yeah, but when you have a theme on top of a theme park, that was really neat. So that's probably your favorite time of year now?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, now we haven't seen Halloween.
Yeah, we have to go fall next.
Yeah.
How did you get into making cartoons?
You made me.
Yeah, I made her do it. No, the thing actually started with me needing something to do after I finished my doctorate, and I had to build a website to show that I had met all the standards for my doctorate. There was a list of standards for the program, and you had to link everything you had done for 4 years to the standards. And the only way I can do that was to build a website, because the online program they had at the time couldn't take video, couldn't take audio, and I had a lot of that stuff. So all my examples were very high in media content. So I built a website, put it up after it got graded, and I also got to check the page count. After all that work, they only checked 2 pages out of the whole site, which is hilarious. Like, I spent all this time building the site. They clicked on 2 links and be like, hey, looks good. Moving on.
Mm-hmm.
So, I had this site and I was paying for it, and it can hold media. So I decided to start writing a Disney blog.
Well, also, you had seen what some of your family members had done, that they had no hobbies.
They didn't have any. Yeah, my family's not a hobby kind of group of people.
No.
So, I just started to write this this blog on Disney stuff, and thinking, I've been there a lot, but a lot is extremely relative. When you get into the Disney community of vloggers and bloggers, these are people who live down there, they're cast members, they have the Orlando Sentinel, they know when the merchandise has changed.
They work in the parks.
They'll take pictures of, hey, this thing used to be beige and now it's taupe.
Right.
And they'd show pictures. I'm like, all right, I do not know that much about this place. Uh-huh. Like, I'm never going to know that much about this place. I just don't have the access. Or, there's a big difference between fans and fanatics, and I'm definitely on the fan side.
Right.
So,
but there's a whole different set of people that we didn't even know that we didn't know.
Yeah, you didn't know what you didn't know.
Right.
Like, I thought I knew a lot, and then, you meet experts, and you're like, well, okay, these people are the real deal. So I wasn't adding anything to anything with this blog. I mean, most of the tips I had were somewhere else, and there was more elsewhere. So the thing that I can contribute was, what does it take to actually go on a trip? How do people do a trip? Putting their spreadsheet together or making their FastPass reservations. And that's kind of a personal thing, because how we do it would be different than how other people do it. So I tried to lure you in to start recording us planning trips. And
it was really boring.
It was so boring. It's like 2 people checking the internet is what it turned out to be.
There were so many pauses.
It was really 2 hours of us just looking stuff up. And do you want to eat here? No, I don't like that place. How about here? It was
so awful.
It was not fun to listen to.
That was terrible.
But occasionally, you know, we'd be making fun of something or cracking ourselves up, and we had like these 2 or 3 minutes here and there that were really, really funny to us.
Well, I mean.
And I had seen the Confessions of a Disney Employee cartoons that were done basically on the free version of PowerPoint that's out there. And I'm looking at that, and I'm looking at my cartoon software, which I also use for my doctorate. I did a cartoon excerpt explaining my problem that I was studying. And if I figured if I did it as a movie, they couldn't interrupt me while I was defending. So I did it as a cartoon, which kind of sucked them in. And it's also
so sneaky.
They couldn't stop it. They could have asked me to pause it, but they weren't too hip to that. So I got away with, I had the software, I had the idea, I had a precedent, and we started just doing that. We started making cartoons out of the funny things that we thought about while we were talking Disney or making trip plans. So that's how it came to be.
So he would give me, here's a topic we want to talk about. And he would start telling me the topic at the beginning of the day, so it would get like stuck in my brain. And I wouldn't really, it wouldn't be something that we would look up or anything like that, unless it was like, what are the 5 things? And then I'd have to think about 5 things all day long.
Right.
So I get my list, and then I'd be ready to talk. Now, you can't make up what's going to be funny.
Right.
So what ends up happening is we'll record for 4 hours, and then he'll find...
I'll find 3 chunks of 2 minutes.
Maybe.
That I might be able to cobble together. Oh, the worst is when we do a recording session and there's really nothing there.
Yeah.
Like, there's literally nothing I can make a cartoon out of. Or it's just so inappropriate that...
Then it's not okay.
Then it's not even okay to post.
It's just not all right.
So, yeah.
Like, we don't have a plan tunes after dark.
No. But it'd be very possible with outtakes. So, yeah, that's how we got into it. And that's, I keep on doing it. And we do it just to entertain ourselves. So it's nice that, you know, some people have found the thing. Actually, more people have found it on iTunes. Like, we get a ton of downloads on iTunes. And not as many on YouTube, which is weird because it's a video podcast. So you'd think people would go to the video site to see it, but they really don't. Like, we get a lot more on iTunes, which is strange. But yeah, that's how we got into it. Here's another one. How did we meet? We met in college.
Is that all you want to do?
Yeah, we met in college.
He's just going to leave it there.
I can leave it there. We had the same major. I was trying to figure out how to play your instrument because you had to learn all the instruments.
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't very good at it, and I knew you played it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was the person who set up your junior recital.
Mm-hmm.
So... I was aware of the fact that you played this instrument.
You were not.
And I asked,
even though I had it in my hands.
I totally knew you did.
You were not. You came in complaining.
I came in complaining. I said, I want to burn your instrument. So, because I hated playing it so much. And
I said, why don't you ask for help?
And you said, you want a lesson? And I said, sure.
Oh, and this is where it goes south.
And then I showed up for my lesson, and you're like, oh, I can't do the lesson because I have tickets to a show.
It was the Magellan String Quartet.
Yeah.
Which was from Juilliard.
Yes.
And it was one of the most amazing shows, and still, that I had ever seen.
Right. So I had to go to this thing.
Oh my gosh.
Instead of getting my string lesson. And then we went to dinner and just started talking over dinner. And then I dropped you off and you said, do you want to come up for some coffee? And I said, I don't drink coffee. And I drove away.
Fast.
And that's how we met.
Fast.
And I did not know that do you want to come up for coffee did not mean do you want to come up for coffee? Because I'm a guy and you got to just say what you mean. So, yeah, that's exactly how we met.
Yeah.
There's it. Actually, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we had met before, but that's what started us.
Yes, he was dating somebody else before.
Not at the time.
No, not then, but so, when we had met before.
Yeah.
She was crazy.
Mm-hmm. At Megveg, who was having a birthday. It's my birthday. Have you ever celebrated your birthday at Disney?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You celebrated your birthday.
Yes, you celebrated my birthday at Disney World.
Yeah,
because
kind of. We missed it by a few days.
Well, but we celebrated there.
Yeah.
That was my present.
Your birthday is at the end of December, and we went there about 5 days later. We finally made it there. So we did celebrate your birthday, mm-hmm. but not in the way where we didn't get you a pin or anything for your birthday.
Yes, you did.
We got you a birthday pin?
Mm-hmm.
Would we lie?
No, it says I'm celebrating.
Oh, okay. I don't remember the getting either the pin. I remember our anniversary. We had anniversary pins. We had done that. And
it really was our anniversary on that day.
We celebrated the...
we've done that a lot.
We celebrated the boy's birthday. Our son's second birthday was at Walt Disney World, and we were taking a gigantic family reunion.
That was our big one.
Yeah, because my sister had moved to Colorado, and we weren't. It was hard to get together, so we took this mega trip with my father, my mother, my sister, her husband, her two kids, us with all five of us. That was when we were at the boardwalk,
mm-hmm.
and it was over my son's birthday, and my mother could not deal with the fact that we weren't going to have a birthday party for him, even though he's in Disney World.
Yeah.
And he's two.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's so fine.
Upset.
But, yeah, she was upset. So she actually bought the birthday package for the room, where they decorated the room. They gave him a bunch of stuffed animals, an autograph book, a cake, which wasn't actually a cake. It was a cake-shaped hollow chocolate thing. Is a big, so when you went to cut into it, it shattered into a million hollow
shards.
Yeah, it's like a hollow Easter bunny.
Yeah,
but a cake.
Uh-huh.
Which was interesting.
They had a Tinkerbell,
because it was funny. It was exactly what they said it was. They said it was a chocolate cake.
But no.
It was a cake made of chocolate.
Yeah.
And it was a hollow cake. They had, Tinkerbell. They said Tinkerbell will greet you. And we were like, well, where's Tinkerbell? In by the door, they had pinned this, a very small silhouette cutout of Tinkerbell. And it had like a little LED light.
Mm-hmm.
So if you close the lights, you'd be able to see Tinkerbell's shadow.
Yeah. It was very cute.
That was neat. The door had this gigantic runner and a pennant that said happy birthday.
Dominic.
With his name. No, his ears said his name. Oh, does the thing, the banner say that too?
Yeah, the banner says that.
I gotta take a look at it. It's right upstairs.
Yeah. Because we hung it for your birthday too.
Oh, yeah. That's right. It's good stuff. So, he got ears monogrammed and fun ears, not just the standard black ears.
Oh, they
were
their ears.
Party ears. They're like yellow and stuff. There's he got like a stuffed animal of like all the original characters.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a Mickey, there's a Minnie, there's Donald, there's a Goofy.
No. He got one of them, and she bought one for each of the other kids.
Oh, my mom did that on her own?
Yeah,
my
mom bought one for each of the other kids, because she didn't want to leave anybody out.
It was a cool little package. It was, it was ridiculously expensive.
Yes.
But it was Grandma, and she was going to do it. Then we went to the Crystal Palace.
With Pooh.
Same day with Pooh.
And
he got a gigantic birthday cupcake that was the size of his head.
He's two, though.
And it's big. So there was a Pooh parade, and he had a big old birthday celebration.
He had a candle on it so he could blow it out.
Very cool. It was quite awesome. So, yes, birthday at Disney, good times.
Mm-hmm. So he got a little glowing necklace, so because they had extra magic hours, that day, and we totally took him the next, and he lasted all night long.
Yeah, our kids have never, like, petered out or freaked out or did that, like, tired, whiny thing where you had to take him back to the room. Like, they did not ever want to leave, and they never passed out until it was time to go.
Yeah.
So that was awesome.
No, we got back at 2 in the morning.
Well, that is it for the Twitter questions.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, they're such awesome friends. I love them.
They are very cool. Oh, wait. No, I have one more.
Oh.
It was in a different thread.
We'll get back in there.
I'm heading for there. Disneyland, birthdays, still going.
No food.
There's two more. Mm-hmm. Back to the Disney Dreamer 71.
Okay.
I gotta tell her when I'm gonna be back in town. So we're heading there. What is what's the first thing you have to do that's kind of a ritual when you go there?
We can't talk about that.
That's not right. There are a couple I can think of. The first one we started, which is called Hobo Day. And I do a segment on the Diz Radio show. And Hobo Day comes up a lot because it's about taking a short trip and trying to save time and money. And what we've discovered is, you know, when you're talking a park ticket times five people, it's about $500 initially. It gets cheaper as the longer you stay, but it's over $500 that first day or so. And
you don't know when you're going to get there.
Yeah, and we like, if it's going to be that much money, we try to use every minute of it. So we get there as soon as we can, as close to park opening as we possibly can get there. And we stay as late as we can. So, you know, the time it closes, or if we're on property with extra magic hours, we're there the entire time of our ticket dollar. Now, when we're leaving or we're going, we lose some of that time. So if you have a flight on your way in or on your way out, you might not land until 2 in the afternoon, and then you have this ticket and you wasted half of it. Or the same thing on your way out. If you have to leave and you're hopping into your car, getting into the plane, you're not going to probably drive at 1 in the morning, you're going to have to get a 1 o'clock flight. So you're going to be losing some time on either end. So we stopped buying a ticket for our travel days, and they became Hobo Days. And Hobo Day is when we do all the things that you can do around there for free. So it doesn't matter what time you get there. So if we drive in and it's like 1 in the afternoon, we'll check into the hotel and then we'll ride the monorail around, do the Epcot monorail, then we'll do the resort monorail and we'll visit the resorts, and then we'll hop over to Disney Springs. We may eat at a resort or we may eat at Disney Springs. We'll just go around and do the things that all the stuff that you can do without a park ticket, and there's plenty. And on the way out, that might be the time we actually do have a reservation for an on-property resort, and we can spend that on the way out day totally at the resort and enjoy the resort because we don't have a park ticket. So we're actually going to stay there and use the amenities. And you're nodding on a podcast.
I have other things. We do this other thing every time we go to a park.
Yes.
Because we get there at rope drop.
Yes.
Because that's a thing.
It is a thing.
Because I like being there at rope drop.
You are the reason why we don't waste a dime, because
I have to pay the bill.
You get extremely angry if we're not in the park for every minute.
Lost.
Any minute we've paid for.
We've actually divided the money to the minute. And now I know how many dollars and cents per minute we lose if we don't stay in the park.
Yeah.
So when we get there at rope drop, we know that there are rides that the minutes add up immediately. So we plan out that this is the one we want to run to first, and get in line immediately. So we know, you know, at Animal Kingdom, you get on that...
You head for Everest.
You head right for Everest, and you can get on there, like, 3 times.
I guess we'll be, like, heading straight to Pandora next time.
I guess so. But you can get on Everest, like, 3 times before you even... Before anyone comes near it.
So you're talking like the ritual of the order of the rides.
Yeah.
Like, well, like running the gauntlet.
Yeah, that one, not even that. It's the first thing you do. Because after that, it changes. But that first thing you do is you run towards that one ride that you know...
It's going to fill up.
It's going to fill up. And then you just ride it as many times as you can. Like the aerial ride. No, not the aerial ride. Frozen. When we got to
Epcot
this last time. That was one that we knew Abby wanted to go and see.
Yeah, and we knew we weren't going to be able to get a fast pass.
No, there was no way. We were going and we were going to trek over there and get in line. And we had a 5-minute wait.
Yes.
So it worked. We can go and ride Everest 4 times before anyone even gets there.
Yeah.
Like, everybody else is going to the other side of the park.
And then when that line starts getting long, you hop in the single rider for a while.
Yeah, and it's still going, so you're fine. Yeah, what was the other one that we do?
Well, Magic Kingdom will pick a mountainside.
Yeah, pick a mountainside.
You either go Space Mountain or you go Splash Mountain first.
Yeah. Oh, Space Mountain. We went Space Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, every park you have that one thing that you run to and you go and ride as many times as you
can. Rock and Roller Coaster, Tower of Terror.
Yeah.
The things that, yeah, have a
big... You just bounce back and forth.
Midway Mania.
As soon as... Yeah, we did that last time, too. And after that gets lines, then you can start your whatever you want to do. And that changes.
Yeah.
The first one is, like, magic. Because it always works.
I thought you were going a different way. I thought you were going to be talking about ritual food.
Well...
Because I got to go to the Sci-Fi Dine-In. I have to.
Well, we haven't.
I must.
The last 2 times we haven't gone.
Well, the last time we weren't at Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, so...
Because we did a 3-day trip, and we only did 2 of the parks. We did 2 days at Magic Kingdom and 1 day at Epcot. So...
The other one didn't have any Christmassy things going on at that time.
And the time before that, it was a business trip, and I don't think we had the time to eat there.
No. That's where we weren't eating.
Mm-hmm.
Or we started there or something.
Well, we usually have a meal ticket, so, you know, it's counter service.
Right, so it wasn't
an option.
Right.
But, yeah, there's places that we definitely, if we're doing the trip on our own terms, we have places that we'll go every time.
Right.
Cosmic Rays is one of your favorite counter services.
It's like the only one at
Sunshine Seasons. How Pecos Bill? You're a big Pecos Bill fan.
Yes, I wish they give me my cheesy goodness.
You might be done with Be Our Guest.
I am done with Be Our Guest.
You're done with Cinderella's Royal Table.
Oh yeah.
But Brown Derby Lounge.
Brown Derby Lounge.
Anytime you can, you do.
That is one of my things.
Mm-hmm.
That is definitely one of my things. It's a must-do.
Yep.
That's a must-do.
There you go.
Fireworks at Epcot.
Fireworks at Epcot's a must-do. Mm-hmm. It's a ritual.
That is.
Yep, you like that.
I love that. Illuminations, I could watch.
That and Star Wars is probably two of your favorites.
Yeah.
But Wishes is gone, so we're going to have to see the new one.
Whatever. Okay. Yeah, that one's good, but it's not my favorite.
I'm going to be in the parade.
I know!
I'll be in the night parade in March.
That's awesome.
So that should be interesting. Those are some.
One thing we do that's a ritual is I go and pee in all of the bathrooms.
Yeah, every single one. Oh, my God.
Every single one in all of
the bathrooms. For someone who's so worried about her park time.
I know.
You sure spend a lot of time in the bathroom.
Hey, you got to keep hydrated.
Christian Rach H. 8. Favorite family traditions. Family traditions now.
Family traditions.
Not must-dos, but like a family tradition. Hobo Day is definitely a family tradition.
Yeah, they like doing that too. What do they all like doing? Like, what do they say? Hey, we gotta.
Like everything.
Yeah, I don't know anything that they don't say we gotta.
Gift shopping.
Or don't you want to? Mom, don't you want to go? They're more worried that we don't get to do what we want to do.
Yeah.
They're so funny. Dad, don't you want to eat at the sci-fi diner?
Yeah. Daddy, you didn't get your jelly bean.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? That's probably the biggest thing.
Getting jelly beans?
Getting jelly beans at the goofy place next to the Country Bear.
Yeah.
Yeah? Because they were really upset when you didn't go and get them last time.
Well, we were trying to stick to a really strict budget because we were working solely on cash.
And that wasn't that the first or second day we were there?
That was the last day we went to the Goofy. First day was Epcot. Second day we went to the Magic Kingdom but did not go.
Second day. That was so the second day they were really upset.
The third day we actually got the jelly beans.
Yeah.
Yeah, we wanted to make sure we can actually get home.
Yeah. You even left that separate so that we knew we could get home.
Yeah. I had taken a trip to Chicago and my card got
hijacked.
So that got shut down. Simultaneously,
my card
at a different bank was found with fraud. So instead of stopping it, the girl who was being fired that day just kept it open and they drained our bank account.
Gone.
And since my card got stolen, we had moved everything into that bank account.
So that we could still
access
it.
In a calamity of errors, we were now taking a trip with no bank access. Like, the money wasn't going to get restored, and we weren't going to get new cards by any time that we were going to be on this trip or before. So that was it. So off we went with basically gift cards and Christmas cash and decided to do the vacation anyway.
There it was.
Because we had prepaid for everything else except the hotel.
Well, no, that was prepaid, but you had to put the
the incidentals on a...
Right, on a credit card.
Yep. So, yeah, that was fun. No jelly bean money. You know what? That just goes to prove that you can actually do the trip fairly cheap because...
we won.
Yeah. We even went one of the more expensive routes for groceries because we got it at the Polynesian instead of, like,
driving out to a place.
Because
we were limited on time, too.
Yeah, so we just got the stuff over at the Polynesian, and we had... That was going to be lunch and breakfast stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That was a bunch. We didn't stay at our typical off-property resort, and... The all-you-can-eat breakfast wasn't for us, apparently.
Oh, my gosh. You want to talk about a comedy of errors.
And, they're like, yeah, we got it, but not for you. And it starts later than rope drop. Like, they didn't even start serving till after we would have been in the park, so that wasn't an option. So we made our do with Polynesian groceries.
Yeah.
But it worked. Yeah, it was...
It worked. The kids didn't complain one bit.
No, it was just quick. Yeah, you're not there to eat park food all that much when you're there with the kids. The kids want to ride stuff.
Yeah.
You know, they're not really interested in where their chicken nugget came from.
Nope.
Or if they're eating peanut butter or if they're eating at the Brown Derby Lounge. They just...
They
want to get on the next ride.
When you do budget for that place you wanted to try and it bombs.
Yeah.
I have not felt the fury of that. Until you're on that kind of trip.
Well, let's talk about that.
Every penny counts.
Because some people might be trying to do a quick holiday trip. So I had done the holidays before, and I just remember it being a mob scene in between Christmas and New Year's. And a little bit later, I took a trip right after New Year's, like on January 3rd, and the place was empty. But I remember that week, it was a complete mob scene. So when we went for the holidays, I was explaining, like, this is going to be a different kind of trip. Like, this is going to be look at decorations, not ride a lot of stuff, because it's going to be a zoo. And that's kind of what we were ready for, and that's what we had planned for. So we had Epcot, because we wanted to watch the Candlelight Processional. We had the Magic Kingdom, and then we just figured because of the crowd, and the Magic Kingdom was New Year's Eve, and we figured because of the crowds to see anything in the Magic Kingdom would probably take 2 days. So we did the second day at the Magic Kingdom as well and made 2 reservations that kept us there, which might have been a mistake. The first reservation was a fast pass for the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. And of course, since we're off property and booking late, this fast pass was for like the last train ever.
It really was.
The Seven Dwarfs Mine Train on our last day, which was New Year's Day. And the other reservation that we made was for Tony's Town Square Restaurant. And that also kept us at the Magic Kingdom. And to save some cash, we figured that we weren't going to park hop either, so there was no park hopping. And what we found out was when it was mobbed, it was mobbed, and I was traveling with my parents, who weren't really good at the parks and would leave and eat forever. And like, they didn't do the parks well when the last time I was there over Christmas. And we do the parks extremely well. We're there early. We know what rides don't have lines. We know when the rides that do have big lines aren't going to have lines. Like there's that 220-minute wait.
Oh my gosh.
For Big Thunder and Splash Mountain. And then,
which is just craziness.
All we did is wait for the end of the night. We just, they blew up the fireworks for New Year's Eve to New Year's Day. And then when the fireworks show was done, the park emptied because people were done. But we had a whole other hour. So we walked into Splash Mountain and there was no wait. No one was there anymore.
So we just kept going around.
And a little bit earlier was a 220-minute wait. So people were like using their entire afternoon standing in this line. And we just
kept riding everything else.
We rode everything else and still got the ride Splash Mountain with no line. So we knew
more than once.
Yeah, a bunch of times. So we knew this place pretty well, and you can see the entire trip on our YouTube channel and in the podcast archives. And on the YouTube channel, I had strung all the trip footage together, so you can see everything from planning to execution, all in one thing. It's the complete trip video, so you can check out how we did it. Now the problem was, We had finished the Magic Kingdom that second day we were there. We were there Epcot first day, second day was Magic Kingdom, and we were pretty much done the park. There wasn't much that we hadn't done. We didn't do the Mine Train because we had the Fast Pass for the next day,
right,
even though we probably could have gotten on it after the fireworks.
Right.
And Big Thunder Mountain was a Fast Pass in the morning we had, so we didn't do that day because we knew we were going to get on it the next day. If we had just done those two things,
We were done
the Magic Kingdom. We had seen everything in there, except for Peter Pan, because, you know,
we were done.
Enough with that. See any episode for our feelings about Peter Pan. So we should have done Hollywood Studios or Animal Kingdom on that third day.
Right. Because we could have,
but that Tony, really what kept us there was that Tony Town Square restaurant reservation. Because after being robbed, we didn't want to cancel reservations and be stuck with a $50 cancellation fee.
Right.
And we just decided to suck it up. And we wanted to eat there. We had done a Plantoons episode about eating at Tony's Town Square. It was a Valentine's Day episode, as a matter of fact. So we're all ready to have this Lady and the Tramp dinner. And you could take it from here, because you are the food connoisseur. How was Tony's Town Square?
It was terrible.
it's terrible.
It was absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
It was terrible service.
We had a scowling guy.
Really awful.
We had the waitress and witness protection.
Right. It never came back. Talked horribly to the kids. Our kids are good at knowing whether food is good or bad. And they're looking at me like, is she out of her mind?
Did we just pay $24 for spaghetti?
For spaghetti, which was, I mean, the noodles were terrible.
It wasn't great.
It was what you could, you even said, I could have made this from the dollar store.
I really could have gone to Dollar General and with $5 recreate the menu.
Yeah.
No question.
No, not at all. I mean, it was really, really awful. And
yeah, the parade we weren't allowed to look at.
You had the parade bouncer.
Yep.
Where we had a beautiful table where the parade was happening right there. There was the dragon.
Yes.
From Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah, the steampunk version of it.
Right, the steampunk. And this is a parade we had never seen.
We had seen it the day before, but we just happened to catch it going by the restaurant.
Right. So, yeah, but I had never seen that part of it. I did not see that dragon.
How did you miss the dragon? We were there.
Totally did not see that dragon.
You even pushed the kids in front of other people that were getting pushed around, so you let them borrow our children.
Yeah, I let them borrow the children. I did not see that dragon.
You're out of your head, but go ahead.
I don't remember the dragon from the first time.
Okay.
So anyway, we saw the dragon start to pass. Wanted to see the dragon. I told the kids, let's go see the parade. They're like, nope, go sit down.
Yeah, I guess their reasoning is they don't want everybody in the restaurant crowding around the people who are trying to eat at the balcony, and I kind of get that. But there's no one there at the time.
Nobody was eating.
So, yeah.
No one was there, and now I know why. Because it's awful.
Yeah, it wasn't great food.
Service was terrible. Now I am absolutely sure. Like, that was the only table service place in the entire Magic Kingdom. Mm-hmm. We already hate the Cinderella's table.
Oh, yeah.
It's awful.
Is that what you're saying? You don't like any table service place in the place?
Like, now we're done.
Yep.
Now we're done. Now there's no reason to eat there.
No, your version of eating at the Magic Kingdom is actually taking the monorail and going to one of the resorts and eating someplace there.
No, there's no reason. Well, I thought, let's try it. Mm-hmm. It looks cute, it's sweet, and you know what? The theming isn't even there.
So, I have to say, if someone's trying to do the park, if you know how to manage the lines and manage the crowd, you don't need 2 days anywhere. I think you can do, like, 1-1-1, see everything that you want to see.
And then if you want another day, because you just want another day. Mm-hmm. If you want to ride everything again, then, go have a second day.
Yeah, it's true. If you put the Magic Kingdom up front and you find out you haven't finished it, and it's more worth your while to finish it off. Or just, drop down the cash and do a park hopper, so we could have left after that meal.
Yeah.
And then gone to Hollywood or Animal Kingdom.
And I mean, that was on a December trip.
Yes.
So if this would have been in the summer, we could have gone and done a water park.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Blizzard Beach. I mean, that would have actually been very cold.
So, thank everybody for their questions. And because we haven't done a Q&A in forever.
And that's awesome.
What we did is it's all videoed. So that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was cool. I think we could keep this a podcast. I think it'll be cartoon free. And then next time, we'll either do a cartoon or we'll record and see what happens. But it's probably going to end up being a cartoon. We have to figure out what that next trip's going to be and when. Mm-hmm. How long? Where are we staying? What kind of tickets are we going to buy? Because we have several options of what that trip could be. Mm-hmm. And when. So that's what we'll be recording. I don't know what actually will make air. Probably some kind of butt joke.
Why, I don't know what you mean.
Can't even talk about Animal Kingdom without
the monkeys
turning it into a butt joke. Monkeys.
I don't know. We can talk about monkeys.
Okay. So that's it. Thanks. Thanks for listening.
Absolutely.
You're gonna sign us off?
Oh, sure.
All right, go for it.
Cheers and Mickey ears.
That'll do it.